Dan Wicklander is repairing a gate on one of two pastures on his North Dakota ranch where a herd of about 200 bison roam. The herd decided it was time to move to a new pasture and didn't wait for Wicklander to open the gate.
They're still more or less a wild animal, but, you know, they're somewhat domesticated now, but they still have that wild instinct in them.
Dan Wicklander is an old hand at bison ranching. He's been raising the massive, shaggy prairie beasts since the early 1980s. Wicklander guides his pickup truck through the dry prairie grass to a spot near the bison herd. He drives slowly along, dumping a bag of vitamin supplement pellets out the window. The herd is soon milling around the truck.
It's like giving a kid some candy. They'll come running for it. They see your pickup, they know what you're going to do, you're going to feed them.
Dan Wicklander says he would never go back to traditional farming. He says he's selling buffalo meat for three times what he'd get for beef while spending less on feed and veterinary bills. His bison herd earns him and his family a comfortable living. Bison raised by Dan Wicklander and dozens of ranchers from across the U.S. and Canada are processed at the North American Bison Cooperative in New Rockford, North Dakota. It's the largest processing plant for bison in North America. About 30 workers turn out a steady flow of bison burgers and steak that's shipped across the country and around the world. Ken Tholson is founder and CEO of the North American Bison Co-op and one of the pioneers of the bison industry. A burly, bearded man who wouldn't look out of place wearing buckskin and toting a musket across the plains, Tholson was a veterinarian for more than a decade before making the bison his full-time vocation. With 20 years of experience, Tholson has become one of the most respected producers in the country and has learned to love and respect the bison.
He's the last true free spirit, and he's just so easy to like, and he's so hardy, and he's so strong, and he asks so little out of you. You know, all he wants is a sanctuary, a place where he's left alone and has what he needs.
Tholson finds delicious irony in the high price bison meat brings compared to domestic cattle.
I sometimes drive down the road and I just start laughing because I think about, we pushed this bison off the land and brought in cattle that we had to build sheds for and take care of and wait on day and night. And these bison did it all by themselves.
The bison industry is still very small. An estimated 15,000 bison were slaughtered last year in North America, compared with about 200,000 head of beef slaughtered each day. Most bison producers don't see themselves competing with beef, in part because demand for bison meat so far exceeds supply. Still, the marketing of bison meat is based partly on the animal's mystique, but largely on a comparison with beef. Bison has much higher protein and about one-third the fat of beef. Denver Buffalo Company in Denver, Colorado, is the largest distributor of bison meat in the world. Company CEO Will McFarland says bison meat is slowly making its way into the mainstream.
We like to market it as the healthy alternative to beef. That's a catchy marketing thing, and it's true. But we are no threat to the beef industry. We're just a little mad on the elephant here right now.
The bison population in North America is now growing at about 25% each year. At that rate, producers say in 20 years, the bison will again number in the tens of millions and perhaps be the first choice of health-conscious consumers. I'm Dan Gunderson, Main Street Radio.